K8SPW.
KB7, Oscar Lima Delta, monitoring.
Hello, the Oscar Lima Delta station. Good afternoon, my name is Ron Robert Oscar November. My call with the Romeo Papa Mike. Happy Wednesday.
And a happy Wednesday to you too, sir. 7OLD.
All right, very good. 7 Land, are you a transplant? Are you visiting? Have we spoken before? I don't. Your call's not really familiar, but I'm old, so anything's possible.
We probably have. I'm a transplant. Spent some time out in Washington, and that's where I got my first license.
All right. Well, it's a good place to be from. I enjoy visiting there. I've been to a couple towns there. I have some friends live out there. Also, a little south in Oregon, but wouldn't want to live there full time. They've got the same kind of dreary, rainy, gray like we do here. So this is definitely not looking forward to the next few months. Just anxious for April.
Yeah, that's what we all say. I'm used to saying July.
Well, we can still get snow in April, but it's not really common, although we've had, I remember, a couple specific dates where we've had some pretty significant snowfall in April. And, you know, of course, May is better and June is better yet. But, and we've been lucky, you know. I mean, there's been lots of Novembers where there's been lots of snow. And this just hasn't been one of them, so we're almost out of the month. But should bite my tongue, because who knows what the end of the month, or even the end of the week, is supposed to bring. But, you know, you take the good with the bad. You get, you get the Venice of Michigan in the summer, and you just kind of got to put up with it. And I'm trying to engineer maybe being able to blow town a little bit for, like, you know, sometime in January or February, just to get a little more natural vitamin D synthesized.
I definitely understand that. Definitely understand that. This is, my name's Ted. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Well, the vitamin D thing is, I'm not joking. That's real. You know, the seasonally affected disorder from the lack of sunlight and your body all covered up, you know, your arms and legs not get in the sun, and you just don't make the vitamin D like you should, like you do in the summer. I supplement it, but, you know, it's not the same. And anybody that tells you that they're not affected mood-wise, you know, they're lying, because I certainly am affected. I can feel it already. But I'm taking 2,000 units of vitamin D a day. That's 14,000 a week. 10 is the recommended, so I'm a little bit over. But, and I mean, I think it makes a difference. I mean, I don't know. You know, you don't know. I think it makes a difference in your immunity from the flu and all the other stuff, too. So, but I've been out driving around most of the day, and I'm still out driving around. I got a couple of more stops to make before I can call it a day. But I should be in the system pretty good. I'm on the 7-4. Either the 1-1 or the 1-9, they all work for me where I'm at.
Yeah, that's, I agree with you on the vitamin D part. I definitely feel a downturn during the winter months, and it does nice, like, having the sun poke through today. I just had to take a trip up to the zoo to see the eye doctor. Now I'm on my way back home to St. Ignace.
Oh, that's funny. Dr. Zenker?
Yeah, I think so. Sue I? Clinic, I think it is, to Eye Center. I just go where my doctor tells me to go.
Well, there's only a couple. I think there's only three in the Sioux. Zenker is in the corner, kind of brown building. And then there's, I think it's called Hearing Arts, and I forget the third one, but, yeah, those are all clients of mine. It's a long story, but, and I need to get back up there myself. I'm, running around St. Ignace at the moment, and, hope to be back, hopefully by dark. You know, I tried doing this trip yesterday. And there were so many rollover accidents, they had the freeway closed south of the bridge, and I just said, forget it. It was, never mind, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, it was nasty out last night. I worked the graveyard up at the Super 8, and we were rather busy. A lot of people pulled off the road. It was kind of slick when I went to work.
You know, I think it was the first real snowfall of the year, at least south of the bridge, and it was just nonstop from, you know, 10, 11 in the morning till was probably 8 o'clock at night, but they were still responding to accidents, so anyway, all right, so are you on the 1-1 or are you on the 7-4? Just curious.
I'm not sure. I think I'm on the one out of Mackinac City. ATB.
That's the 1-1. There's a fair amount of overlap, and I honestly think that the 7-4, because it's so much higher up, I think it actually has better penetration into the UP going up 75. I could be mistaken. I know that the 1-1 got moved. It actually used to physically be on the icebreaker, but now I understand it's on an actual tower site, so it may be doing better now. But I'll tell you, you know, my little kind of circle is basically from Gaylord up to a little beyond St. Ignace, over to Petoskey and east, sometimes all the way to Alpena. And, you know, there's lots and lots and lots of overlap between just the three furthest north repeaters, which is a good thing, you know. I mean, redundancy is a good thing. And it's not like we're simulcasting and doing anything like that. So it's good to have nice, solid coverage. I had I was having problems in St. Ignace, and you know, somebody pointed it out to me, and it actually made me do a little diagnostics and found out that I had a bad antenna. I had a big old diamond collinear, and it was fine on UHF, but it was sick on VHF. So I've since replaced that, and my problems went away.
Yeah, I just have a magnetic mount up on my roof right now. Thinking about changing it out, but I got to kind of pull back a little bit on my spending, so it might be a while. I just got my general ticket, though.
Oh, good for you. Congrats on that. You know, now you're only 50 questions from extra, so I really strongly encourage you to work on that as well. What do you drive, and how old is it?
I'm on the Equinox 2018.
You obviously own it, so drill a hole, be done with it. Your magnet mount, is it interchangeable whips? Is it NMO or what?
I believe it's an SMA. But yeah, they're interchangeable.
Okay, well, you need to kind of find out what sort of whip you have, but you know, the simplest thing to do is to, you know, whether you have a sunroof or not. Do you have a sunroof or no?
No sunroof.
So if you have a dome light in the middle of your roof, the simplest thing to do is just pop that dome light from the inside, figure out where that equates to on the roof. Pop a 3/4 inch hole in the roof, run your cable through, fish it through your headliner, put a nice O-ring, tighten it down, and you're done. And, wow, there's a ton of deer out here in this field. Oh, my goodness. I thought they'd be spooky from the from it still being hunting season. Man, there's a lot of them out here. I would be happy to donate a brand new NMO permanent mount. I have lots of them. And if it will get you to get rid of that mag mount, I'm happy to do it. But you just need an NMO whip to go on it. And you may already have one. But, and they're cheap anyway. I mean, put the VHF quarter wave up there, about $7 or $8. I've probably got a bunch of them laying around anyway. But, you know, mag mounts are fine. They scratch your paint. You got to take them off in the car wash. You know, there's just... Just drill a hole, you know, especially on a vehicle that age. I mean, I'm driving a 2018, too. But I bought this thing off my lease. The day I brought it home from the dealer, had 111 miles on it, I popped a third brake light, drilled a hole.
Yeah, I understand. I was thinking I bought a tailgate mount that... you know, puts on the tailgate. I was going to give that a shot and see how it does. Just kind of playing around. Where do you live?
I'm about 30 miles south of the bridge in southern Sheboygan County.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to get together, arrange sometime. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Your home is St. Agnes for you? You live in St. Agnes?
Yes, I do.
You know, I find myself there a fair amount regularly, a couple times a month probably, and sometimes further up in the UP, you know, as far as the Sioux. And that I do visit those three audiologists' offices, not as regularly as I should, but I do. But, yeah, so, you know, I've had those hatchback type of vehicles. You know, I had a Tahoe. We currently own a Tahoe. But it's not my regular. My regular's a Silverado. And like I said, I popped that hold the day I brought it home. I've used those hatch mounts. They're not my favorite. Number one, they're big and bulky and clunky. And although I like the fact that they articulate and you can always adjust them on, you know, the two axes to get the antenna vertical, no matter where the mount is, you almost always end up using them on a corner or on an edge. And that makes for a very lopsided radiated signal. You're always strongest in the direction of your ground plane, and it tends to really make it noticeable. There's just nothing better than being in the middle of the road.
That's true. I definitely agree with that. And I'm kind of toying it. I'm just not sure how long I'm going to keep this Equinox. My main goal is to get one of those cargo vans and convert it. Give you some of the OLD.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I've had permanent mounts on practically every vehicle I've ever owned, and I've never run into an issue. You know, you pull the whip off, you pop a hole plug in there. Most people can't see the top of the roof, especially on an SUV. You know, they're typically black rubber, but you can always paint them to match the roof, and nobody even knows they're there. Same with the trunk deck, you know, even if you do it on the trunk deck. Although, you know, a viable alternative is a trunk lip mount, because you can still put it in the center of the side to side, you know, left to right. And even though it's still a touch directional, it's not as directional as a hatchback mount would be. So, and then I've had other vehicles where I've wanted multiple antennas on regular passenger sedan type vehicles. And, you know, rather than drilling the trunk, I've drilled the cowls and had, you know, matching mounts on either cowl. Again, a little directional. But, yeah, it all depends on what you're going to do. Well, you know, you're fine now. Is that just a quarter-wave whip, or does it have some gain, and is it dual-band?
Yeah, it's dual-band, and, yeah, it's a quarter-wave whip. Can't talk. And, like I said, it seems to be doing pretty good. I'm only on a 20-watt rig. The Revis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I will tell you another little tip, and I don't know how long you've had that radio or how much you use it, but with all of those Chinese radios, you will extend the life of that radio tremendously by not running it on high power. If it's a 20-watt radio and it's got a 10 or a 15-watt setting, use it, because heat failure, thermal failure is the most common thing in those things. Every single one of them, they all overdrive the finals. They'll put 18-watt finals in 25-watt rigs, or sometimes even in 50-watt rigs, and they just overdrive them, and you just got to pray that, you know, the little heat sink that you have works well enough. In a fixed station, you can always put a little muffin fan on it, and that solves your problem. But in the mobile, oh, my God. I know so many guys that have literally burned those things up just by using them on high power. And it's not a question of if, or of when. It's a question of, okay, now you're getting me tongue-tied. Not a question of when or if, it's a question of when. It's going to happen, you know. All of those things, even the BTECs, which are probably the cream of the crop, BTECs and the Anytones, even they have that problem.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, right now I'm just kicking out on low power. You're not supposed to drive your radios. You got to use what you got and keep it as low as you can, right?
I don't know how far up 75 you were when you started, but you've been absolutely full quieting, and I mean 100% full quieting. No mobile flutter, no picket fence, no nothing. So, you know, at least on this repeater it works well. I'm on the 6.4 and Pickford occasionally. I can hit it from the house, but when I'm driving around up there, when I get out of range of these, I'll usually pop over there and announce my presence and see if anybody's around. So, all right, sir, I will give your finals a break, and I gotta look for an address here shortly. So, like I said, I'm old and it's getting more difficult for me to do several things at once like I used to be able to. But we'll talk to you soon, and I think you're kind of a regular here now that we've talked for a little bit. I kind of remember talking to you before, but enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully you're not dilated and everything's too bright. I hate that. I got that coming up later in the month, or next month, early next month, but I go to Petoskey for it. So. All right, see you later. Tell me if I have it right. Is it KD8OLD? I know it's the OLD. I don't know the prefix. 73 for now. See you later, WHRP.
Yes, it's KB7OLD.
Okay, very good. I knew that. I knew the 7. My fault. And that's a pretty old call. You've been licensed, I would guess, what, 10 years or so?
Actually, I've only been currently licensed for about a couple months. My old license I let lapse, and that was KB7UTC. This is a vanity call.
Okay. Well, very good. Like I said, congrats on your general. I hope you get to use it, you know, that you've got or will be getting HF capabilities or being able to have some fun with it. And remember, especially if you just passed, you know, there's a lot more stuff on the extra, but if your brain is in that mode of thinking, and just do it and get it over with, you know. You're never going to be any younger. It's only going to get harder the longer you rate. I think there's a brand new question pool for extra, I think. Maybe that was I forget, but, you know, 50 questions, man, 50 multiple choice questions. Anybody can do it. Just, you know, give it 20 minutes, half an hour a day, or a couple times a week, and in a couple weeks, you know, you'll be good. So, all right, KB7OLD73W8RPM. Yeah.
73 is KB7OLD. Clear.
KDHTTM frequency.
KD8AQT Mobile, 700 machine mile.
KI7 QMD Mobile, listening on 19 link system.
Nice to have that 19 back, isn't it? W8RPM Mobile Mackinac.
KI7 QMD Mobile, the 19 is amazing. And I have a special place in my heart for that thing. I helped install it the first time.
Oh, you mean the old box, the one that didn't blow up, or that did blow up, excuse me. All right. Well, it's a great location. You know, we were talking about this earlier today, there's a lot of overlap. But, you know, you can be in Mackinac City and hit the 1-4, the 1-9, and the 1-1. And as long as you've got a decent signal, nobody can tell the difference between them.
Oh yeah, it's a good group of machines. Yeah, I pick up Sheboygan and Petoskey at the same time when I'm heading north.
I think the 1-9 does a little better down towards Gaylord. I notice that once you get south of like the 290 or so, that the 1-4, it's okay. It's okay. And I mean, you can hit it. I mean, I can hit it sometimes all the way from Waters or maybe even a little south. But I've not had the chance to play with the 1-9 since it came back to life. But, I know the 7-4 does real well up all the way up to Rudyard, Pickford, you know. Middle of the UP, about halfway to the Sioux.
Yeah, the 7-4 is pretty stout, right? But that 1-9's in a nice little location. It reaches down 31 pretty far. Almost into Traverse City. I think somewhere around Elk Rapids it starts to fade a little bit, but. And coming up to 131, I think right around Mancelona, it starts to strengthen up pretty good too. So it's got some good reach. Nice little machine. But yeah, I was there when they moved it from Stetsonville over to Petoskey. That first move is when I was helping out and doing that. That was a fun day. We had a good time.
Phone W8RPM.
9KOP Mobile Mile. 9KOP Mobile Current.
Oh, geez, I had three people there. I think I had WAVET, I had TD8AQD, and I had somebody in Charlevoix. VET, if that was you, go ahead.
South of Charlevoix is KI7QMD Mobile. Good evening, folks. Didn't mean to step on anybody.
Oh, you're good. Good evening, KI7QMD and 9KOP. Good evening, name's Cameron. Charlie Alpha Mike Romeo Oscar November, and I'm mobile down here about 10 miles east of Mayo here. Go ahead there, Rick. Idiot AQT and 9KOP.
Yeah, hi Cameron, I was just over picking up Hazel Sog, taking him home for Thanksgiving, and she's going to go spend the night with a friend, I think, up in Alpena. Hey, I see your dissipators back up on your foot there. That's really handy for me in my Cato. I really can't hear anything until you get your dissipator up there and running, so thanks for that. Back to you.
Yeah, I had to take it down because... we were having issues with one of our high band repeaters that are up there. We got two high band repeaters, public safety, and one of them was having an issue, so I had to lose my antenna. Thought it was an antenna issue, so I just went up there the other day and put it back on my low antenna up there, and it seems to be working all right. QMB in Charlevoix, go ahead. Name's Cameron, it's down here in Mile.
Yeah, just chiming in on the way home, figured I'd see who's out there chatting about, but you guys go ahead and talk. I'm just listening in. I'm going to switch into the Traverse City station, see if I can pick up some folks down there. So you guys have a great Thanksgiving, 73, KI7, QMD. Bang out.
73, good talking to you. Have a good Thanksgiving, and 9QOB, Woodruff.
Yeah, so I guess Hagel tells me that you and, is it Paco, have a shop down there in Mile?
Yeah, we have an automotive repair shop, and the only tow truck company in Oscoda County. We have wreckers.
Wow, that's a pretty sweet deal. Is that pretty much your main source of occupation?
Yeah, as well as, part-time nights at All Band Communications still.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Good to keep your hand in more than one thing, that's for sure. Back here within the next, well, doing well again.
Where are you at, Rick?
The
Rick, I didn't catch a word you said. I don't know if you got one more power level or not, but if you do, turn it up. And let me know where you're at.
65 and
72, Glenny. Yeah, 65 and 72, Glenny, yeah. Some reason back in there, it's just, this repeater's always got a null right down in there, and I don't know why. It must be where the antenna's at, but, yeah, very good. Very good. But, yeah, so that's what we've been doing, and been actually fairly busy. We've had our hands full there for quite a while here, so trying to, and it's only going to get busier, I think, with the snow coming.
Oh, yeah, wreckers and snow, that's a good combination.
Yeah, definitely. You got that right. So, I wish this weather that we're supposed to be getting come further east. But it's okay. No big deal. All right, Rick, we'll be talking to you. Good to hear you. I haven't even been on the radio much. I've been, most of the radio I'm on is on fire department, so haven't been on too much. Good hearing from you. Travel safe. Have a good Thanksgiving. KD8HQT and 9KOP Mobile. Mile.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kim. Good Thanksgiving, too, and also good to hear your voice, KD8AQT Mobile. Glenn?
KD8HTT, we're listening.
Dan, I think I heard your voice out there.
Yeah, copy that, USL. Yeah, I was wondering if I was getting out at all down here at the Pine River Trail near Mateo, which is... probably 300-400 feet down in the gully. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know where you're at. You're getting not quite full quieting, but tons of audio, so easy copy.
Yeah, I haven't messed with any of the audio or anything like that. I might have been on the mic a little bit too heavy, but I don't know. But, yeah, you guys sound good over here. I was here in Charlevoix, and I was hearing quite a few. Actually, this is the best I've heard this particular repeater in quite a while. I don't know if you made any changes to it. I was having a little bit of trouble last year or the year before. I can't remember, but yeah, I'm getting almost all bars on the receive out of most everybody, which is kind of a nice change.
Yeah, I'll let you in with that. You're still on?
Sorry, yeah. Come back with that.
Yeah, I heard what he said. I'm the repeater owner here, and no, I haven't done anything to it. same as it's been, just probably difference in propagation, or now that all the leaves have fallen, you know, get down there better, but no, I haven't done anything. I've not done anything. Same old 700, same repeater, same app, same all-star controller, everything. Nothing's changed, so. Glad to hear you're getting in so far away. 9KOP, mobile.
9KOP, KD8HDD, yeah. Yep, it's been nice. When I first got up here in 09, I think we were the victim of a band enhancement. And, well, I was hitting everything that, you know, had a frequency. But then, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, things kind of tailed off. It's kind of nice to see it coming back around. All right, good enough, guys. I'll let you guys do your thing. And I know you're probably mobile on the way home. So have a good holiday and a day off tomorrow. And we'll catch you next time around. This is KDA-HDT.
Probably not hit 700 anymore. Hello, this is W8RRM and Gaylord. Anybody on the 2A tonight?
KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 14726 link system. KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 14726 Northern Michigan link system.
Station calling, this is Whiskey Charlie 9 India, WC9I.
Whiskey Charlie 9 India, this is Kilo India 7, Quebec Mike Delta, Rick here. Good evening.
Good evening, Rick. I got KI7Q and didn't get the rest of it. Name here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, located in southwestern Arizona. We're about 30 miles north of the U.S. and Mexico border and about 39 miles east of the California-Arizona border, where it is 7:30. Back to you, Rick.
Oh, interesting. I moved here after being in Arizona for 20 years. My last place of residence was in Gilbert, Arizona. So you're out towards Yuma, I take it.
Yeah, we're about 30 miles east. We're near Roll and Tacna by A Mountain, if you know where that's at. Back to you.
So A Mountain in Tucson, is that correct?
No, Yuma County has a mountain also. Yeah, we're situated between the Yuma Proving Grounds on the north and the Goldwater Range to the south of us. We can see action both ways here.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful place to be. Yeah, I was a member of the Arizona Pilots Association, and we did an annual trip to the Goldwater Bombing Range to watch the F-18s, F-16s, and the Warthogs do their practice runs. So, yeah, I'm familiar with that area. So that's out, what the heck is that town? Is it here at that? You ever been the closest town to that area, is that right? Or am I thinking of the wrong town?
Gila Bend would probably be around 70 miles east of us, but that's the That would be the first stoplights east of us would be Gila Bend. So, and we're about 30 miles of, east of Yuma Bend. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, it's an interesting area. I've been out through there. Very interesting area. Oh, great. Well, it's good to meet your acquaintance. How long have you been in Arizona? I left about 7 years ago. 7 years ago, I had been there 20 years.
Well, we've been coming down here since 2002. I just retired from farming in northeastern Indiana about a year and a half ago. But we've always spent the winter down here, and we retired and built a new home out here in the desert. So I really do enjoy it here. I got tired of the snow. Back to you, Rick.
Yes, I understand. I'm getting close to retirement age and thinking about warmth myself. So my brother moved out to Arizona after me. He's still there. He lives in Tucson. He used to have a house in Tucson, a house in Chandler, and a house in Nogales. He built a house in Nogales for a while, so... I've been around that area. Interesting, very interesting. So do you like the area you're at? Do you have good water? Getting old, proximity to medical facilities. How is it out there?
Well, we're about, 2.5 hours from Phoenix. And we've had an eye operation there, and no problem whatsoever. I'm going on 71, and then just had a new knee put in Yuma, 4 weeks ago, and got along great, so no problem there. And the water, we drink Colorado River water is what we have, run it through our osmosis system. We are up on a mesa overlooking the Mohawk Valley, where they grow the winter vegetables. Right now they're into lettuce harvesting big time. So a lot of action going on here there, Rick. Back to you.
Interesting. Colorado River water. Do you have, is it a good supply? You know, when I was out there was a lot of talk about the water supply from the Colorado River and, getting to California and all of the above. I've four-wheeled and followed some of those canals out there. They go on for miles, so it's insane. So you think your water source is fairly reliable with the Colorado River?
Well, there's a certain state beside us that's always trying to take it, but I think we're number two on the list, so no problems. He's always having to fight that state and things like that. You know what goes on out here, so no problem. Like I said, 80% of the winter vegetables are grown here in the county, so it's very important to have that water. Back to you, Rick.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, for sure. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's interesting. So what's the relative population out in that area? I forget the name of the town again. Can you repeat the name of the town? Because I'm kind of interested.
Okay. We're just east of Welton. They have a lot of new houses that went in there. Then we have this little itty-bitty towns is what I call them. A roll is just a farm store and a couple of houses, and Tacna is, there's a new truck stop across the I-8, and then another gas station and a couple of restaurants, some old houses and some better houses. You know how it is out here. And we live... South of Roll and just west of Tacna. We're in a little subdivision, and not too many people, but that's what I like. Across the road from us is desert, and over to the one corner is hay fields, and the other side of us is lemon orchard. So we have a variety of everything here there, Rick. Back to you.
Yeah, sounds like typical Arizona agriculture for sure. So Roll, as in R-O-L-L, is roughly the name of the nearest town. That's probably the easiest one for me to remember. I kind of want to look it up on a map, see how close it is to Tucson. My brother's trying to get me to move back to Tucson when I retire in a couple of years, and I'm considering it. Simply because of the warmth. I didn't mind the 100 and whatever degree temperatures it was when I was out there, and I think I'd mind them a lot less when I get older and more susceptible to cold. We just got our first snow of the season was yesterday here, and I'm in northern Michigan, so I live, for a landmark for you, I live at the bottom of Porch Lake. Closest town is Rapid City, Michigan, for reference. So without digital radio, it'd be hard for us to talk, unless I was talking to you on HF, I guess. So, interesting. Interesting that are you monitoring Talk Group 2416, or how are you connecting up with me here in Michigan?
Well, our farm is in northeastern Indiana, and the town that's south of us, about 10 miles, has a repeater. N9KOP, that's linked into your Michigan repeaters. So that's kind of unusual. A lot of people don't know that. But the reason I listen to them is because I have my oldest son lives in Holland. Then my oldest daughter lives on the other side of the state, in Clarkston. They both went away to Kettering University, the old General Motors Institute, never came home. And I just looked it up. We are 198 miles west of Tucson here, right off of I-8. Back to you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm always surprised at how many people I end up talking to out of state on this link system. I'm driving down the road right now, talking to a repeater in Traverse City. I'm not on digital radio right now, just regular FM. So it's interesting. This link system is hooked up pretty good. They've started to add microwave links between the repeaters and all kinds of fun stuff. So, wow, it's really good to be able to talk to somebody from Arizona.
Okay. Well, the other one I like to listen to in Michigan is the W8IRA link system. So between the two, it covers a lot of Michigan. So I have two old iPhones that I have on EchoLink, and I listen to both repeaters. So usually something going on. So then I have two Android phones that I sit on repeaters over in England and Scotland. And then I have my regular HF equipment and things like that. Well, then I also run a couple of open spots. So I guess I'm into digital quite a bit there, Rick. Back to you.
That's nice. That is nice. Yeah, I got my general last year, and I haven't bought an HF rig yet, mostly because I think I'm going to wait till I get a big enough piece of property where I can put up some towers, et cetera. I kind of want to do it right. Hanging a wire on a tree doesn't really interest me right now, so I think I'm going to wait for you, Jeff. But I do have Brandmeister DMR and TGIF, and I think I got my DMR radio talking on the YSF now too. So it's been kind of fun programming those little Wi-Fi hotspots. It's been kind of fun. So I've got a pair of them. One that I can put in my car and connect to my phone for internet, and the other that's hooked up to my internet at home. So it's a fun hobby. I work full time still, so I don't get to play as much as I could. So really a pleasure communicating with you. I may start to lose this repeater though, because I'm bouncing through some hills in Michigan here.
Okay, Rick. Yes, you're getting a lot of flutter on you. So we'll say 73s, and maybe you can get back out here and retire one of these days, because we certainly do enjoy it. Okay, Rick, like I said, I didn't get your whole call. I had a KI7Q something, so we'll say 73s on your final there, Rick, if you're still in the system. Yeah, I've been in ham radio since the mid-80s, so it's been a long time. Very much enjoyed it, though. So KI7Q-something-something, Rick in Michigan. This is Whiskey Charlie 9 India. Dave in southwestern Arizona will be off and clear on your final there, Rick. 73s.
Well, thank you for the QSO, sir. This is KI7QMD, Kilo India 7, Quebec, Mike Delta. My name is Rick. Hope you get a call sign. I don't have anything to write on, but feel free to look me up. And I'm coming back from my martial arts class that I have on Wednesday, so I'll give a shout out again probably a couple Wednesdays or so from now. I've got some traveling to do downstate and then out to North Carolina for Christmas. So, but normally on Wednesday nights and Wednesday nights, this time I'm on my way home from the dojo, so maybe we'll talk again. 73-KI7-QMD, signing out.
Okay, we got it now. KI7-QMD, WC9I, we're off and clear. 73's, Rick.
AOP Mobile Mile, Michigan. Listening 700.
KI7 QMB Mobile, monitoring 14726.
Hey Rick, good evening. It's Cameron over here at Mile again. Good to hear you. I was listening to you chat with the guy out in Arizona and just driving along here. Good to hear you. KI7 QMB, N9KOP.
I'm on the east side of the state. I'm on my repeater over here on Mount Tom. But yeah, you're breaking up. I don't know if you can switch to the 1-9. I don't know if that's better for you or not, but you're quite broken right now. Over.
Yeah, sorry about that. Unfortunately, I'm in a bunch of red zone here. I can't really hit the 1-9 or
or anything in Traverse City from this location. So it's probably looking at an unproductive conversation. Unless you're here to be good now, I'm out on the 72 right now.
Yeah, there's a little bit of what you're saying there. You're out on 72, you're on the 26. But, very good. Thanks, glad to say good to hear you, and heard you out here a few times, and I honestly hadn't had a chance to even get on the radio much. Between working and fire department and everything else, I haven't had much time. But, wanted to say hello, and I'm about to check out where I need to be, so. Yeah, yourself a safe travel. I'm just about where I'm at, so. Travel safe. We'll catch you later. KI7QMD at 9KOP Mobile. Mile.
9KOP, KI7QMD. Thanks for the conversation. 73, and have a great night before I lose your signal again. Signing out.
KOT or KO or KE2EKX. K24YYN. On the Mio Mile repeater, I reckon it is. How about that? K24YYN. Is that you, Joe? Yes, sir, this is me. K24YYN. And I'm down here in Georgia. Well, I know you're in Georgia, silly scat. KE2EKX, WSCR 922. I know you're in Georgia. I'm just getting a radio check on you.
Yeah, I got a copy on both of you guys. KFB, CSB.
Yeah, I hear you, Greg. Loud and clear. It's great to hear you on here. KE2EKS. Hey, Greg. I know you're over there and you can hear me. This is KQ4YYN, Georgia. Making the trip. Hey, Greg. Up there in Lewiston. I know you got a copy on me now. KQ4YYN. Greg, are you over there? Can you receive this station down here in Georgia? I should probably talk a little bit faster for you guys in Michigan. Can you receive the station down in Georgia?
Yes, sir. I'm inside
your speaker, though, so it might be hard. Yes, sir. You're barely readable. You're coming in with a lot of static, but I heard you're inside this camper and that you copied me, so I'm glad. If you can copy me clearly, then at least your receiving is good on that radio. And with the external antenna on your camper, you probably can sit there and transmit all day and night. I did not copy you then. I'm going back to the other radio. This is KQ4YYN. I'll be clear.